Flesh and Blood Silver Age vs. Armory Decks in 2026. The best first deck. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Start with a Silver Age deck when you need the cleanest route into Flesh and Blood's pitch, block, weapon, and combat chain language. Choose an Armory deck when you already understand those systems and want a more complete hero-specific list. The right first deck is the hero whose turn pattern you want to repeat, not the box with the loudest rarity promise. Flesh and Blood starter decks can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Two open hands reveal pitch, arsenal, attack, defend, reactions, chain links, and end phase before either player hides information. The cabinet's test is whether pitch decisions, weapon pressure, breakpoints, and attack reaction windows make every card both a move and a resource. We sort the verified products by that experience. Then show the setup, strategy warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Flesh and Blood starter deck should you buy? Start with a Silver Age deck when you need the cleanest route into Flesh and Blood's pitch, block, weapon, and combat chain language. Choose an Armory deck when you already understand those systems and want a more complete hero-specific list. The right first deck is the hero whose turn pattern you want to repeat, not the box with the loudest rarity promise. The first box should let two open hands reveal pitch, arsenal, attack, defend, reactions, chain links, and end phase before either player hides information. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Flesh and Blood starter decks, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Silver Age is a lower card pool format and on-ramp. It does not make every deck immediately legal for every constructed format. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Flesh and Blood starter decks actually feel like? Flesh and Blood asks each card to be attack, defense, or resource. Pitching powers the current turn but also creates a late-game deck order that experienced players can plan around. Weapon attacks and equipment make the hero feel persistent even as the hand cycles. Blocking is not passive. It determines what remains for the next offensive turn. The game becomes a duel of tempo, breakpoints, arsenal information, and choosing when to absorb damage so a better hand can swing back. The lasting hook is that pitch decisions, weapon pressure, breakpoints, and attack reaction windows make every card both a move and a resource. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Set up sleeve both teaching decks in different opaque colors, layout hero, weapon equipment, deck, graveyard, banished zone, and arsenal, then play the first two turns open-handed. Use physical counters for resources and chain links until sequencing becomes automatic. Teaching plan, teach the defending player first. Cards can block, equipment can block, and life is a resource. Then demonstrate pitching and one weapon attack. Do not begin with obscure timing layers or tournament deck construction limits. Before cleanup, photograph hero, weapon, equipment, deck, graveyard, arsenal, pitch zone, and the first combat chain. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Silver Age decks are curriculum, Armory decks are specialization. Pokemon Battle Academy is easier and more scripted. Magic Commander is more social and board state heavy. Flesh and Blood is the most duel-like. Every hand asks whether to defend, pitch, arsenal, or turn sideways into pressure. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to teaching clarity, hero complexity, format legality, upgrade friction, and whether a deck rewards fundamentals or specialist sequencing. Those practical differences outlast laundry declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Flesh and Blood starter decks. team earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Pair 2 Silver Age decks. A balanced home teach needs two heroes at the same product tier. Learn pitch, block, weapon, arsenal, play open-handed before discussing metagame upgrades. Choose keep one hero, upgrade only the turn pattern the player wants to master. Advance armory deck, move up when local events and a deeper format are real plans. Singles targeted upgrades. Do not open boosters hoping to accidentally build a coherent deck. The stopping rule matters. Armory decks are stronger, more specialized products but can assume rules fluency and hero-specific sequencing. Buying random boosters is a poor substitute for choosing one hero, learning the pitch curve, and upgrading with targeted singles. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Flesh and Blood starter decks, edition, language, seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, count resources before attacks. Pitching the wrong card can strand the weapon or final chain link. Regular, defend for the hand you keep. Block with cards that preserve the next turn's functional sequence. Advanced, respect breakpoints. 4 damage often asks for 2 cards, build turns that force inefficient defense. Expert, plan the pitch stack. Late game power comes from remembering which colors and key attacks return together. Debrief the closing combat chain. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about teaching clarity, hero complexity, format legality, upgrade friction, and whether a deck rewards fundamentals or specialist sequencing. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, teach the defending player first. Cards can block, equipment can block, and life is a resource. Then demonstrate pitching and one weapon attack. Do not begin with obscure timing layers or tournament deck construction limits. Solo, Flesh and Blood needs an opponent because defense reactions and hidden hands create the combat puzzle. Goldfishing helps pitch order, it does not test whether a line survives real blocks. The invisible budget is sleeves, tokens, local format choice, matchup practice, sideboard planning, and the temptation to upgrade before understanding pitch. That workload predicts whether Flesh and Blood starter decks returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Silver Age is a lower card pool format and on-ramp. It does not make every deck immediately legal for every constructed format. Armory decks are stronger, more specialized products but can assume rules fluency and hero-specific sequencing. Buying random boosters is a poor substitute for choosing one hero, learning the pitch curve, and upgrading with targeted singles. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout: a higher priced deck is not automatically a better teaching deck. Boosters are entertainment and collection products, not the efficient route to a first competitive list. Blocking heavily is not losing when it preserves a high quality counterattack. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzle Week shelf plan for Flesh and Blood starter deck Silver Age is the better beginner product. Dorinthia teaches attack reactions and weapon pressure. Fi teaches sequencing, and Viceroy teaches resource conversion. Armory deck. Arachne is the better purchase for a committed player who wants a deeper assassin puzzle and accepts a sharper learning curve. Buy 2 comparable decks if you are teaching at home. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, Flesh and Blood Silver Age, Dorinthia Decon Amazon Flesh and Blood Silver Age, Phi Decon Amazon Flesh and Blood Silver Age, Viceroy Decon Amazon Flesh and Blood Armory Deck, Arachneon Amazon Final Verdict. Silver Age is the better beginner product. Dorinthia teaches attack reactions and weapon pressure, Phi teaches sequencing and Viceroy teaches resource conversion. Armory Deck. Arachne is the better purchase for a committed player who wants a deeper assassin puzzle and accepts a sharper learning curve. Buy two comparable decks if you are teaching at home. Frequently asked questions. What is Silver Age in Flesh and Blood? It is a lower card pool constructed format and product on-ramp designed to reduce cost and complexity. Should a beginner buy Silver Age or an Armory deck? Buy Silver Age to learn. Buy an Armory deck when the player already understands the game and wants that specific hero. Which Silver Age deck is easiest? Dorinthia is a strong fundamentals teacher. Phi is faster and sequence heavy. Viceroy adds more resource planning. Do I need two decks? Yes, for a home teach. Two decks at the same product tier create the cleanest learning match. Can I upgrade a Silver Age deck? Yes, but upgrades and format legality depend on the event and current card pool. Should I buy booster packs first? Number choose a hero and buy targeted cards after the base deck has been played enough to reveal its needs.